1972, the first commercial mini computers, proper computers, became available. You'd laugh if you look back at them now. The memory available in the thing was only 28K, and while we're still operating the old valve type one, Graham Davis and myself went and attended at the only four available computer manufacturers. We went and enrolled and did a school, how to learn the hardware of these computers, of each of them, and also how to program them. That's when I got my first introduction to computer programming, and you were taught BASIC and Fortran. And we went to the four of these manufacturers, 2 week schools at each of them, Graham and myself. And at the end of that, I was then in a position to be able to write a specification for the type of computer we wanted. We called tenders, and we bought the first computer from Digital Equipment.
We decided on the PDP-11 as the most suitable for our use. It had a teletype as the input and output device, 10 characters per second, had a paper tape reader on the side and punch, and I think the memory is about 16 kbytes.
I wrote the software for the traffic algorithm types, and Graham wrote what you'd call the DOS or the system software, because the computers, when you bought them those days, had no operating system in them. You had to program them in machine language or assembler language. And that's very tedious programming. But we did that within 6 months, and we had a prototype for, I think it was 7 intersections in Oxford Street, just adjacent to our control centre, so we could see them easily. And it worked.
Doug Quayle was offered a traineeship with the DMT to study electrical engineering at Sydney University.
In 1974, Philips won a tender that the Department of Motor Transport had put out for a new generation of traffic signal controller. The specification that was put out called for a solid-state controller, that is one that uses transistors or integrated circuits. And in fact, Graham Davis, who was a very skilled person, circuit designer in the Department of Motor Transport, had designed a prototype for such a controller. And this tender that Philips won, in fact, was unconventional in that they put in an alternative offer, which was not based on the solid-state design proposed, but based on the use of a microcomputer. Microprocessors had just come on the scene. The first microprocessor was a 4004 made by Intel. Philips initially thought that they would use this processor for making that the heart of a traffic signal controller. And they estimated that it would require about 750 bytes of memory. And, you know, again, when you think of the sort of memory that people talk about these days in terms of megabytes and gigabytes, it's quite astonishing. In fact, they ended up using an Intel 8008, the first 8-bit microprocessor ever on the market, as the basis of this microprocessor controller. Now, this was clearly to be a major project, major new technology initiative, and as a result, the first microprocessor controller in Australia and probably the world came out of the Philips factory, and it was called the PSF. And they subsequently went on to produce, I think, in the thousands of those controllers, and some of them are still operating today in various places in the world. I think we have withdrawn them all now. We've replaced them all now in Sydney.